Yes, it is Tuesday, September the 20th. What's it, the 25th? I've lost a day. Have you ever lost a day in the middle of the week? Yeah, I'm glad I should find it sometime soon. Welcome to the flip side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. As mentioned previously during the Intel report with Bob Chapman, Bob Chapman's special today is brilliant uncirculated $10 liberties pre-1907. Order 15 of them and you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster, but more importantly, you get 15 different dates. Now, all these coins in brilliant uncirculated condition are half-ounce gold, and they sell for Eagles. The premiums are going up, my friends, a little bit more than a half-ounce bullion coin, but still probably one of the finer values out there. And as we mentioned, when you order 15 or more, they're all different dates. And just to give you an idea, if you had to get these coins certified, they'd more than likely come in graded MS-61. Currently, MS-61s are quoted at $479. So at $429, a great savings. And why wouldn't you be buying gold right now? I mean, that's the logical question. We are heading into the financial abyss. As the headline screams at us today from the Associated Press, the economy sends off warning flares, but guess what? Nobody's paying any attention. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed higher by 19 points at 13,778. NASDAQ better by 15 points at 2,683. S&P 500 off basically half a point at 1,517. So what does this all mean? What are these warning flares that are being sent up? Well, we'll discuss that when we return.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting.
And I'm home when the kids get out of school. Working at home, doing what? It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Quick check of how the medals finished the day. A very impressive performance by the Noble Metal again today. Gold closed off in New York, off 30 cents at 732.30. Gold had a low of 727, a high of 734. Silver off 2 cents at 1356. Platinum flat on the day at 1337. Palladium up a buck at 342. Crude oil was off 15 cents on the day at $79.38. But that should soon change as the storm out there somewhere starts to barrel its way towards the Gulf. U.S. dollar index weaker again today. Stronger metals, weaker dollar. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. U.S. dollar index closed at 78.20. So what were the warning signs that were fired off today? Well, crumbling consumer confidence, slumping home sales could prove to be a bad combination for retailers come Christmas. No kidding. As for the broader economy, going into this holiday shopping season, retailers are getting a little concerned. Markets did take some heart from the warning signs and hoping that the Federal Reserve would further lower interest rates. Throw the dollar under the bus or stick a fork in it, whichever one you want to use. Worries about jobs and the economy flared in September, driving a key barometer of consumer sentiment to its lowest level in nearly 2 years, according to a private research group. The bad news was compounded by a report from the National Association of Realtors that sales of existing homes declined for the sixth straight month in August, pushing activity to the lowest point in 5 years. Not good news. And needless to say, should we comment on the fact that General Motors has called a nationwide strike. The 1970 United Auto Workers strike against General Motors went on for 69 days, helped push the nation into a recession. This time, industry watchers predict the current strike may, hopefully, please God, be a short one. Both sides have something the other desires. The workers want job security, fat chance, and GM wants to make retire health care a union burden, and that's the stuff that agreements are made of. So why are these GM workers looking for job security? Well, when you do the math, suddenly they figured out that for every 7 retirees, and believe it or not, GM now has more retirees. It pays retirees more money than it does its active workforce, not to include the rising cost of health care and the unions demand that they get job security, which is basically what they want, to $75 an hour, full medical coverage, so they can sit on their butts and play video games. This is, look, this is a reality we're dealing with. Unions, granted, and I know I'm going to upset a lot of people out there, but what show do I do that I don't upset some segment of the population? Unions originally were put together for all the right reasons. And that was obviously after the exploitation of workers by greedy capitalist swine dogs. So the unions started for collective bargaining, so they could have a voice and they could air their grievances with the owners of whatever companies they worked for, and then the mob got involved, and then it just went downhill, and then the communists got involved, and then it went further downhill to where the point is where we find ourselves today is, why do, in large part, if you boil it all down, why is there such a great exodus? Why has there been a great exodus of the cornerstone, the building block of American economy, manufacturing base? It gives people who cannot aspire to become doctors or lawyers or accountants. They are people who can earn a good living using their hands. Where did this disappear to? Why did it disappear? Well, in large part, it disappeared because of demands that were put on manufacturers, not only by the labor unions, but obviously by greedy politicians who used the tax code in order to punish or reward financial contributors. It is very simple to work this whole thing out. Why would a company, if just put yourself in the mindset of a manufacturer who's trying to produce a product and constantly you're barraged on a daily basis by more demands on your profit margins by out-of-control, lazy workers who have thugs and criminals in control of their labor unions, combined with, obviously, increased taxation from politicians who want to screw you over and then subject you to all the kinds of rules and regulations that makes actually running a business virtually impossible. And now we are watching it all unfold. General Motors has the upper hand on this one. General Motors has already laid the groundwork of where General Motors is going to be in 5 years from now. They've already established plants overseas. The demands that are coming in from the UAW is, look, they're slitting their own throats.
We want job security.
Look, there's no job security. You know, that's basically the problem that we deal with. People want to be guaranteed security, want to be guaranteed safety. It's what George Bush runs on all the time. We need...
And I knew this was going to be a problem.
I bought a new telephone, and I haven't as yet fixed it, so it doesn't ring when I do my show. Unfortunately, we're going to have to deal with this, unless, of course, I can figure out, well, if I push this button, I may explode. But we'll try this anyway, see if that works. My apologies for that. But as I was saying, this is the same insane policy that this administration somehow, and people buy into it. They think somewhere buried deep inside the bowels of the Constitution, the president is tasked with trying to make you safer. I've read the document a few times. There's nothing in there where it's a responsibility of government to make you safer. It's a responsibility of government to make sure that you can pursue life, happiness, and liberty. There's nothing about being safe. Many people have thought that police departments were there to make them safe. They actually took it and sued the police departments because they got attacked by a thug and a criminal. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that it is not the obligation of the police to make you safer in any way, shape, or form. Their job is to show up after the fact and take down the information so they can pursue the person that harmed you. So this is where we are today. And this has every other union trembling in their boots outside of the ones that are government instituted, like the teachers' unions and the other ones that are doing a fine, upstanding job of raising American kids to the highest level of any other industrialized first world country on the planet. What, they're not doing that? They failing in that simple job of educating America's youth? You mean spending $14,000 a year on America's youth and they're not number one in the industrialized? Wonder why that happened. I must be wrong about the good work that the teachers' unions are doing, raising your little skulls of mush out there. But anyway, it leads us back to the noble metal. Because in the world in which we live, where there's no honesty and there's dishonesty and there's thievery and there's skullduggery, let me tell you something about gold. It's a noble metal. It was called a noble metal for a very good reason. And that people have had faith in this yellow metal for thousands of years. It has far surpassed any fiat currency that's ever been devised by man. Right now, what you're witnessing is not only consumer confidence ebbing, because everybody's looking, well, you know, if I can't hit my ATM, I can't dip into my home equity mortgage, it's going to be a pretty sorry Christmas. And the large majority of these people, believe it or not, are still paying off on their credit cards from last Christmas. And as you know, this whole economy, by and large, a big segment, not the whole, a big segment of this economy bases its whole year's profit on what happens in December. Oh, look, this has got people wiggy out there. Don't get me wrong. People are wiggy. People are very nervous. The last thing that this administration wants, the last thing that politicians want, is for you to put your hands in your pockets come November and December. Anyway, we'll get more on the noble metal when we return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
When that plane finally landed, was kiss the ground. Next thing I did was to go find my friends down at the old hangout. We drank some beer and talked a lot about old times. But when the booze finally hit Billy Joe Grimes, he said, I don't know what it is, but you seem different to me. I said, I just came back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for. A land where our brothers are dying for others who don't even care.
Welcome back, my friends. Have you noticed, well, I have, just because I pay attention to country music, how many country music artists now are not waving the red, white, and blue, rah-rah, for war. Yes, music is the conscience of the people. Anyway, getting back to our pressing problems, as we told you, we got the financial market's serious problem. What do you do? How do you make sure that consumers are going to spend come the biggest month of the year? Well, according to the conventional wisdom on Wall Street, what is going to cause the consumer to put his hand in his pocket and pull out his plastic and spend will be, yes, you got it, lower rates again. According Leonard Kaplan, he's president of Prospector Asset Management, he says most of Wall Street is now anticipating another interest rate cut. the Federal Reserve has lost all its credibility. They are not inflation fighters. They are a pawn of Wall Street. The hedge funds and traders are going to test them and are going to take gold a lot higher and the dollar a lot lower. Do I have to say any more? How about Jimmy Rogers? Like him, hate him, irrespective, man's been right for a long time. Not as accurate as Bob Chapman, but pretty close. Eric Martin reports from Bloomberg News, the Federal Reserve's interest rate cut was a mistake that will prompt skyrocketing agricultural prices worldwide, exacerbate a decline in the dollar, and quicken inflation, says Jimmy Rogers. The clowns in Washington have signaled to the world they don't care about the U.S. dollar, Rogers said in an interview from Singapore. The commodities rally, which Rogers correctly predicted in 1999, may last 15 more years, he said. Oil may reach $150 a barrel during that time. In 2005, he said that the commodity bull market may last until 2022 because of the lack of investment during the past two decades. The dollar today fell to a record against the euro and weakened versus the yen on speculation U.S. growth is losing momentum, adding to pressure on the Fed to reduce interest rates. The currency slide has boosted gold as investors seek an alternative investment, lifting prices to their highest level since 1980. Crude oil has surged 32% in the past year and last week reached a record $83.90 a barrel in New York. Wheat set an all-time high of $9.11 a bushel on September the 12th as world consumption is forecast to exceed production for the seventh time in 8 years. On July the 2nd, Rogers said agricultural commodities were the place to be and that investors should buy them over stocks and bonds. Today, he advised against buying wheat, which has become the most expensive ever relative to corn, soybeans, and cotton. I wouldn't buy it now, Rogers says. And if you're going to buy something, buy coffee or cotton or sugar. Wheat has gone straight up for about a year. I don't like to jump on a moving bus. The warning signs are out there, flags are up, people who know are trying to educate the large majority of the unwashed what's happening, but do you think anybody's paying attention? I think today the average Joe Sixpack out there is so consumed with worry and fear, with prospects of job security, which there are none, that he's not paying attention to these warning signs in any way, shape, or... A lot of people just look at... Well, they look at bad news. They stick their head in the sand. They pretend that if they keep their head in the sand long enough, then the bad things will pass by and it won't affect them. But unfortunately, what we are dealing with here is something that is going to affect every single one of us, and that's the insidious, silent... cruelty of inflation, which is just another form of taxation. And unfortunately, when people wake up, it's going to be too late to do anything about it. I'll give you another example, and this should frighten a lot of you. Well, I don't want to frighten you. It should make you scratch your head, think about these numbers a bit.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, my friends. Solemn music for a solemn subject. Let me tell you why there's a good possibility that Ron Paul could actually become president of the United States. It's a long way from now until the first Tuesday in November in 2008. There's a very good probability that the financial markets will have imploded long before the next election. When there's devastation, people will only then start demanding for answers to the question of why it happened. And when they start searching for the truth as to why it happened, they will suddenly come across the writings of many years of Ron Paul, who illustrated in logical, sensical explanation of where we are and where we are going if we do not change course and resort to Constitution for Dummies. You see, because people are funny creatures. While the animals are fat and happy, they pay no attention to the enemies that surround them. It is only at the time when they start to get scrawny and hungry that they start looking around. And unfortunately, we are going to see this. Because as I said, what we are facing right now, it's going to affect everybody. Let me give you another example. Corn prices. Another wonderful brainchild of this administration, how are we going to become self-sufficient and not so reliant on Middle Eastern oil, is by using ethanol. Well, everything has its costs. America's drive for alternative sources of energy is proving an expensive challenge for cattle farmers who are struggling to pay for traditional feed as the price of corn soars. Corn has traditionally made up 40% of the diet of cattle at the Agra Beef Company in Idaho. But earlier this year, the firm decided to cease relying on the grain after the price per bushel doubled. The price rises have been driven by demand for homegrown corn to make ethanol, a biofuel whose synthesis has been sweetened by federal subsidies. The ethanol boom has helped boost the bushel price of corn at a time when the U.S. Department of Agriculture predicts more acres of corn than ever will be planted in such corn belt states as Illinois, and when the USDA projections show commodities such as soybeans are poised to be displaced. What is good news for grain farmers is grim news for cattle, hog, and poultry producers who buy the majority of the nation's feed corn and have counted, excuse-moi, on low prices to keep costs down from feedlot to food store. They say the dual challenges of a surge in ethanol production and a strong export demand for corn means everyone, from breeders along rural byways to consumers in urban centers, will feel the pain. People will be paying more for cornflakes and more at the meat counter, said Rick Stout, Agra Beef Vice President. Increasingly, cattle farmers are having to be inventive in coming up with cheaper feed sources to corn. Agra has begun feeding its cattle with potato byproducts, including tater tots, hash browns, and peelings. Well, that's a fine cut of beef. Yes, he was raised on tater tots. And then the coup de grace, the third rail of politics that nobody wants to touch. There's only two people in America that are trying to raise the red flag and warn the great unwashed about what is coming down the pike. One is is the Auditor of America, of the Government Accounting Office, David Walker, on a tour of America, trying to get these political wannabe presidents to start addressing the real issues rather than dealing with fluff like national health care or whatever stupid other programs that they are saying that they are for without addressing the core root of the problem. It's trying to like analyzing a cancer patient by, I don't know, looking in his ear. Who knows? Social Security is rolling towards a $13.6 trillion shortfall, and the best solutions to close the deficit are two things politicians will not talk about: higher taxes and reduced benefits. Now, this is according to a paper from the Department of Treasury, and it's obviously buried deep inside its bowels. Nobody can see this report outside of a few people out there that are talking about it, Ron Paul and David Walker. But whenever they talk about it, people's eyes glaze over. Politicians are not going to talk about the shortfall of $13.6 trillion. This is exactly the same as the Ponzi scheme known as UAW. This is no difference. This is what we are dealing with here. Is we're going to come to a situation where one worker is going to be responsible for financing the retirement of seven other people. Can't continue. The Ponzi scheme has to implode. We are dealing with a Ponzi scheme, a typical Ponzi scheme. The only difference between a government Ponzi scheme and a private Ponzi scheme is the government has unlimited resources. It can continue the Ponzi scheme infinitum. Remember, private people who try Ponzi schemes, it lasts for a while. Everybody at the top makes a little bit of money, And then everybody at the bottom loses out. And then when the whole thing collapses, in come the feds to the rescue to throw the perpetrators in jail. But the government's been running this Ponzi scheme for decades. And they've been putting it off because no politician wants to talk about it. So they've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And now we are sitting with a $13.6 trillion shortfall. Now you think that a politician is going to stand up and say, in order to correct this imbalance, we are going to have to not only cut benefits, oh my goodness, but we're going to have to raise taxes. And taxes are going to have to be raised substantially. There's going to have to be a lot of pain meted out in order to correct this. Now, there are few people within the United States that read this kind of stuff like I do. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of smart people outside of the United States that have been looking at America's fiscal policy, have been looking at America's foreign policy, and they've come to the collective decision that unfortunately the dollar is doomed. And they are bailing out of the dollar on a daily basis as we speak to you. America's involved in the stupid war that's costing $2 billion a week, if not more, plus the cost of three American kids every single day. The president is going to go to Congress to ask for another $200 billion. This is the same man who fired his budget director who told him, look, this war's going to cost a couple hundred billion dollars. And all these people, oh, it never costs that much. Well, hello, we are now at $1 trillion and counting. Almost 4,000 American kids have given their lives for this stupid war. Not counting 1,000-plus contractors, a.k.a. mercenaries. And America, prior to getting into this war, because of our consumption nature, and because we didn't want to raise taxes, and because we didn't want to cut benefits, and because we didn't want to be fiscally responsible, we had to suck in $2 billion a day of foreign capital in order just to pay the interest on the debt. Well, we aren't sucking in that $2 billion a day. We need to pay interest on that debt. Foreigners are deciding, I'll invest in the euro. I'll invest in the Japanese yen. I'll invest in the Swiss franc. I'll invest in China. I'll invest in anywhere but the United States. There's a lot of causes for this. Businesses are running away from America, in large part not only because of the fiscal imbalances that are taking place, but because of the unfriendly, hostile business environment in America. Not only do you have to deal with the stupid homeland security when you come in the country, but then you've got to deal with the litigious society of the country that we live in. Businesses don't like, foreigners don't like setting up businesses in America because of that. Because they're going to get sued for this, that, or the next thing. You see, other places in the world, if you're going to sue a company for something, or you're going to sue anybody for something, if you lose a case, you pay. It's a simple rule. If you're going to charge me for something, if you're going to force me to go through the expense of hiring lawyers and fighting a lawsuit based on your demands on me, well, if you lose your case based on a frivolous lawsuit to begin with because your feelings got hurt, you have to pay your own costs. When you add that in with all the burdensome regulations that are imposed by congressmen who are pandering to one selective minority group over the other, you end up with this perfect storm that's coming down the pike. It's going to implode at some point in time. And I know a lot of people don't like hearing this, And I say this just simply based on my own personal experience of coming to America and seeing how the media reported about the events that are unfolding in South Africa, and it was night and day. It was black and white. What they were reporting in America about the events taking place in South Africa, it didn't exist. It was a fantasy world. That its sole reason was to curry hatred against white South Africans. And it was widespread through the institutes of higher learning, through marches by Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and many others. And people got a wrong impression of what South Africa was all about. Now look what the problems you have over there. And it's the same thing I see with Iran and Ahmadinejad. When you look at the press reports over the last 72 hours, it's mind-boggling in its proportion, how distorted it is. Today, I listened once again to his speech that he gave in the UN. And I listened to the commentary that was given, especially by the likes of Wolf Blitzer afterwards, who is a known Zionist. And they use terms like he was rambling and incoherent, he's a madman. No, the reason why they're saying this was because Ahmadinejad identified what the real problem is in the Middle East, and it's Zionism, which is not a religion, it's an ideology. It's like communism and socialism, it's an ideology. But because people don't want to address that real situation, there will be no resolution to peace in the Middle East, and we'll just swing from one disaster to another. And George Bush, he will more than likely go to war with Iran, because he doesn't have any other options open to him, and he's trying to, I don't know what he's trying to do, establish a legacy that sometime in 50 years from now, somebody will look back and say, oh, look at all the democracy in the Middle East. We have to thank George Bush for that. I mean, it's nuts. It's completely nuts. I look at the invectives that were hurled at him. I mean, I was embarrassed by it. For a white Caucasian, yes, I am white. A lot of people go, you're from Africa. I thought you were black. No, I'm a white guy. I don't know. Sometimes I did my own. I'm embarrassed to be a white person sometimes for the alleged spokesman that we have for our race and our culture. I mean, these people are consumed. Bollinger's statement yesterday at Columbia, I'm sure, was written by the ADL. Abe Foxman most probably wrote it for him. You see, these people, and trust me on this, these people are going to get even more wiggy, because now they're starting to see that their whole little world that they've created for the last 40 years is crumbling at their feet, because more and more people are starting to question America's support of Israel, blind support of Israel. I mean, look at the stupid congressman yesterday with Joe Lieberman leading them, no wonder. a resolution condemning Iran. Why are they condemning Iran now? You know the only thing they've got to condemn Iran on right now? Outside of everything that you heard, all the abuses and the wood chippers, and it's come down to the gay issue. And why is it that Ahmadinejad mentioned that they don't have a gay problem in Iran? Well, because gays aren't recognized as a harmed minority group. According to their teachings in the Quran, just like our teachings in the Bible, homosexuality is a sin. And so if the Bible says it's a sin, over there they say it's against the law. And yeah, they have pretty brutal laws over there. If you break their laws, they hang you. If you steal something, they cut off your right hand, so you can't sit down with your buddies and eat food with them because you've got the other hand that's unclean because you use it for other stuff. Yeah, they have. Around the world, different cultures, different nations have different laws that to the politically correct seems abhorrent and third worldish, but that's their laws. That's why George Washington said, listen, this experiment we're doing, this freedom thing, it's only going to work over here. If we start going far offshore to find dragon's slay, we're going to find ourselves in a world of hurt. And guess what? We're in a world of hurt. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They say we stand for nothing.
When they own the televisions, they can twist it any way they want, and they do on a regular basis. I've been requested to point out to you, and I haven't used it as yet, and I will. I'm pretty excited about it, just because I'm so opinionated. I do visit chat sites around the web from time to time. And so it's a pleasure to announce that RBN has a new chat site up and now available. You can access it by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Right above the banner for Republic Trading Group, you will see the RBN chat link. You can link up, register. They have activist resources for Ron Paul, North American Union, Involuntary Chipping, and 9/11 Truth. I'm sure the Department of Homeland Security will be paying a visit to this chat site, as they do to all other chat sites, to get the inside information. The Bob Chapman special, my friends, is a great special. Well, it's all Bob Chapman. Look, nobody has bought, and this is a pretty astounding statement, nobody that's bought a Bob Chapman special has lost money. Think about that statement. Find me someone on Wall Street who can say the same thing about their hedge fund. Bob Chapman's special is $10 Liberty, pre-1907. This is the half ounce, $10 Liberty, the original constitutional, legal, lawful money of the land of the free and the home of the brave, $429. These are in brilliant uncirculated condition. If you want to get them certified, be my guest. It'll cost you about $25, but they'll come out at MS 60, MS 61 grade, which are now trading at $480 odd. And if you order 15 or more, you get the free international forecaster. And if you've already got the international forecaster and you still want to buy the special, we'll extend your subscription by a year. And so you can give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. And I'd like to thank you for your attention past hour. And we'll do it all again tomorrow.
It's true.